Hello and welcome back. This is the part where I want to talk about how to say no. I like to call this session how to say yes to your no. How does that sound? Say yes to your no. And I want to add, and doing it with confidence and conviction. That's where we want to get to. That's what this is about. Really, the no is just as much a part of you as the yes. And when you really learn how to do that, then your life will flow much, much easier. And I know that it's very hard for most women to set clear boundaries and to be firm when you say no. You may remember my story in the first module, how I totally flunked. I totally missed the whole thing, this no. And I paid a high price for that. But you know, the price is always high when you ignore your own wisdom and when you ignore what matters to you in order to please others or to fit in or be loved. And the price is too high, and we've been paying it for way too long, and it's not worth it, because you'll never get what you want. What you want is not compromise, and you know what you want is not crumbs. You want the whole thing, and you deserve that. So I would say that part of saying yes to yourself is absolutely not separate from saying yes to your no. Your no is essential if you want to live in alignment with who you truly are. Let me share a little bit about resisting, which most of us do most of the time. It sounds so funny. And we're resisting to clearly say no. We don't know how. There is a difference between resisting what you don't want and saying no to what you don't want. It's like day and night. When you're resisting or arguing or defending or justifying what you want, then you get stuck in a vicious cycle where you never really cut off from what you don't want. And of course, this applies just as clearly or just as much to anything or anyone in your outside life as it does to your own inner bullies. The bullies that tell you you can't say no to this. Those are the ones that also need a clear cut from you. So if you want to make clear changes, you have to clearly say yes to what you don't want. You don't argue with it. You don't defend it. You don't justify it. You just say no, and then you move on. Does that sound easier said than done? Yes, it does. I totally understand. I've been there. Recently, one of my students in my meditation class said that this was during one of the meditations I teach, actually where they learn to say no to all their thoughts. She said that it felt scary to her to say no to her thoughts. That's how much power we give to them. And I've heard that many times before. And I know that I felt that myself in the past. It really is as if we've given all our power away to a stupid, bullying, unkind thought. It's as if these thoughts have power over us. And they're mean, and we keep saying yes to them. It's crazy. And I don't know if you've heard this before, but I know that how we treat ourselves is exactly how we let others treat us. Shall I say that again? How you treat yourself is exactly how you let other people treat you. So that's why it always starts inside of us. If you want to learn to set clear boundaries with your partner or your children or your boss, maybe your neighbor or your parents or anyone, you first need to feel strong and convinced inside that you have the right to say no. Yes. That's a big one for most of us. Do I have the right to say no when I've been a people pleaser my whole life? Do I have the right to say no if somebody disagrees with me? Do I have the right to say no when everybody else says yes? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, you have the right. Of course you have the right. But even though you may understand that at a conceptual level, you probably don't know that yet on an emotional, felt, sense level. Have you noticed how often I bring you back to the felt sense in your body? It isn't until you feel it that you can really live it. The resistance begins because you are not convinced inside yet. So you must feel that feeling inside. You must find that feeling inside, or you must strengthen it or cultivate it. You must do that inside of yourself first, that you have the right to your own life. And you have the right to say no to what you don't want. Why not? Have you ever questioned that? Why not? And let's look at some options here, or some examples. I'll give you some from my own life in a moment. It's actually like in my practice with my clients, I often do a little role play about what to say to help them get the language of what's possible, because most of us don't know how to do that. I see it all the time. We're so used to trying to defend it inside or ignoring it or whatever, and we have never really learned a clear language how to say no from an empowered place inside without making the other person wrong. Now, they still may not like it, and that's the thing that most of us are afraid of, that if I say no, people won't like me anymore. And you know what? That's very possible. But is that going to stop you? Would you rather stay or remain a people pleaser than being a pleaser of your own soul? So in order to learn the language, we're talking about learning a new language. And just like when you learn a new language, you hear, this is a real language, I'm not talking body language, that's something you feel inside. But learning a new language about how to say no, how to set clear boundaries, and doing it in a confident, empowered, loving place, both to you and the other person, you probably have to hear it from somebody else in order for you to be able to do it yourself. I mean, if you don't have the language, what are you going to do, right? You're going to just stand there and go like, No, you need to have some language, some words, some way to see it, to say it. And the first part in order to get that feeling inside of you is that you need to learn to be honest about what you are feeling. And that's the work we're doing, right? It's going in and find out, what are you really feeling? What's the felt sense? So you need to learn and have the courage to be honest about what you're feeling first inside of yourself, and know on a felt sense level that anything you feel is okay. And that's where we often lose it, right? Because we don't think our feelings are okay. That's why we have suppressed so many of them. So that means that if you strongly feel that you don't want to go out, let's say you don't want to go out with your friends, even though they'll be disappointed if you don't go, what you do first is honor the no. You honor that you don't want to go. You feel your, no, I don't want to go. I want to stay home tonight. You just feel it. Just like we've been doing. You feel it. You listen to it. And then you honor that you don't want to go. You don't try to override it. You don't try and justify it or you know, try and come up with an excuse or reason why that would be more acceptable. No, you just honor, you know, I don't want to go. I want to stay home tonight. And you just feel that truth in you. You're being very honest and real with yourself. And you get curious about it. You listen deeper. You just listen deeper. First you feel no. First you feel like your body is like, I don't want to go. But then you take the time to just go inside and learn about it. You know, maybe it's saying that you're tired after a long day of work or a long week of work or anything. It doesn't matter. Your body will tell you. You're the part of you that says, no, I don't want to go. You listen to it, just like it's a child or a friend that says, you know, no, you listen to it. And then if it is because you're tired, then just feel that tiredness and honor that you're tired. Don't ignore it. Honor it. Honor your body when it's talking to you. You know, we are so used to compromise because we don't want to disappoint others. And that's when you end up resentful and definitely more tired. Another reason could be that you're kind of bored with these friends. You've changed a lot, you get bored, and you don't really want to be with them anymore. You don't need to say to them, you know, I'm bored, but you honor in yourself, like, this is not right for me anymore. And that's okay. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. You see, that's when you start doubting what you hear. It just means you don't want to go. And that's okay. I'll give you a little example of something that happened for me many years ago. A friend of mine, we were going to go to the movies. And you know, I just didn't want to go. I just couldn't find anything inside of me that wanted to go. And it's not that I didn't want to be with her or didn't want to see the movie. I just wanted to stay home. So that's kind of what I suggested a little earlier here. I just didn't want to go out. It was too cold. I just want to stay home. And I was trying to debate with myself, you know, I can go. I'm sure it's going to be nice. And, you know, I was doing all the moves that most of us do. But then I just stopped and was like, you know what? I really want to stay home tonight. So when I honored that in myself and acknowledged the deeper truth of what I wanted, then I could relax. Then I didn't need to defend it or justify it. It was like, you know, I just really want to stay home. And I knew that I might be disappointing her. So it's like, okay, so she might be disappointed. And then my mind might want to go to something like, you know, I could say I'm not feeling well, or, you know, just one of those excuses that we think are more acceptable. But I don't do that anymore. I haven't done that for a long time, even though my mind may want to suggest it. It's like, no, that's not me anymore. So what I did is what I called her and said, you know, that I really want to spend time with you, but tonight I really just want to stay home. I don't know why, but there's a strong sense I just don't want to go out. It's cold. I just want to stay home. And the only reason that I would go to the movies with you would be that I don't want to disappoint you. You see, that was totally honest. I was totally honest with myself first. I honored what I felt, what I wanted. I didn't dismiss it. I didn't override it. I just accepted it. It's like, yep, that's true. So I was honest with myself. And with that energy, I come from a sense of peace, clarity. And of course, she totally got it. And there was no problem. Everything was well, and we just went another day and watched that movie. So that's how I tackled that one. And another one I want to share is that with a friend of mine once, she was often bitching about her boyfriend and blaming him for all kind of things. And here I was standing listening to her. And as I was listening, I noticed that I just wanted to run and get away from her. I just cannot stand listening to somebody just blame, blame, blame. So I really wanted to bolt. And I just couldn't ignore this feeling. You know, for a while I was like trying to contain myself. I was just standing there listening. And inside I'm like, oh my God, I just can't stand listening to this. So when there was a little break in her blame game, I just said something like, you know, and then whatever her name is, it's really hard for me to stand here and just listen to you blaming. And I notice inside that I want to run away. And then I said, you know, what would work better for me is if you could tell me what it is that you need from me when you tell me all this. If I can support you in any way, please let me know. But just standing here listening to you blaming him, it's really hard for me. And I know it's not, we're not going anywhere with it. I don't know what to do with everything you say. It's just like, what do you want from me? So I did it in a gentle, loving way. I was very honest about myself. I didn't blame her, make her wrong. And guess what? The conversation totally shifted right away, and she got it. She really got it. It was an insight for her. So here again, I was totally honest with my own experience. There was no blame in myself or shame or anything. And it was received really well. It actually helped her. So, of course, as you can see in these examples, I also leave space for them to know that I do care about them, that I'm willing to support them or whatever is called for in that situation, so they don't feel that I'm making them wrong. And trust me, I didn't learn this overnight. I really didn't. This took me a long time to learn to be able to be so honest and real with myself first. And I keep saying that because that's where it really all starts. And then you'll be able to start expressing it to other people. I made a lot of mistakes. I probably hurt a number of people because I didn't know how to do it. You know, the thing is, when you want to say something and it's covered with a layer of fear, it's kind of like you need to build up some energy to push through the fear and say what you want. That's what makes it come out in a not so kind way. And that's why people often feel hurt or disappointed or something. It's the way we say it. And it's simply because we haven't fully allowed ourselves to be okay with what's true for us. So that's a very important distinction too. It starts with you. It starts with you being okay with what you want or don't want. You can't get around that. So the bottom line, I guess, is that you really need to know what your resistance or what your no is and honor it. And we have been working with this for a little while now. So it's just a deepening and a repetition so you can take it deeper and deeper. So when you honor your no, you say yes to your no, you feel strong inside. And your no is clean and clear. And believe it or not, it's actually even loving and supportive. And you're going to be an example to others that they can do that too. It's a healthy boundary. When you feel that the okayness about it inside, then it becomes a healthy boundary that doesn't need to be defended or justified, because you're not defending or justifying it inside of yourself. It's more like, you know, hey, this is how I'm feeling about it, and I'm loving myself enough to honor that and be okay with that and know that I have the right to say no. It's a whole different energy. And at the same time, there will always be people who won't like it when you set boundaries. And that will be especially those where you've never set boundaries with them before, right? Your family, like, wait a minute, what's going on with her? Why are you suddenly saying no when you always say yes, right? And that's okay. That will happen. That will happen. But often the thing about that is that when others don't like it, when you set boundaries, that has nothing to do with you. It has to do with them. And hopefully, over time, it won't influence you or it won't make you compromise what you feel or want. And this is really important because we do this all the time, right? We're afraid of others' reactions. So when you feel clear and feel that you have the right to set your boundaries, you know, then there's really no problem. The problem only arises when you don't feel that you don't have the right, when you are afraid that others won't like you when you say no. That's when you start arguing and justifying, and it goes nowhere. Oh, I know a lot about that. I've tried it, and it went nowhere, and it was only because I didn't feel secure in myself enough to stand by my no and not wobble. I really learned it the hard way. And I have learned it, so now I can share it with you. I hope you get it. So let me just wrap this up. You do have the right to say no when you don't feel the movement to do something. You do have the right, okay? Remember that. Feel that. Take it in. The next part is when you don't embrace or honor that you feel that way, you'll see that battle reflected in your external life. If you don't respect your no, hey, why should others? On the other hand, when you do respect your no, you feel strong and convinced, and you can say it in a clean, clear, and caring manner. And it doesn't matter if others don't like it. Their reaction has nothing to do with you. It only has to do with them. And if they did the work that you're doing here in this program, they would also learn to be able to feel their feelings and speak it from their own experience instead of guilt tripping you. When you feel clear about your boundaries and know and feel that you have the right to your life, to your needs, your wants, your no, then you feel more flexible too. That's also a very important piece, because you're not having to defend yourself. You have more energy available, and then you can be more flexible. And that's, then you know that it's actually okay to compromise once in a while. And there are really times when it's okay to not follow a no inside, because you know it's the right thing to do. Even though you may not really want it, there's a stronger sense of okayness, because it's what's called for right now, for the whole, you know, for the bigger whole. Because it's not that we never should compromise. Of course we compromise, but it shouldn't come from a place of being a people pleaser. It has to come from a place where you know it's the right thing, and then you feel good about it. I don't know if it makes sense at this point, but an example would be that, for instance, a friend of yours needs your help, and you'd rather do something else. You feel no, but then because you're clear on what you want and you don't ignore yourself anymore, see, that's an important part, you're not ignoring or compromising anymore. You have a lot more room to stretch out when it feels like it's the right thing to do. So in case with your friend, you'll help him or her out, and you may still tell them that you're available to help them for, let's say, just say for between 2 and 4 tomorrow, I'm totally available. I can take you to the doctor or to the whatever is needed, but I have to leave by 4. You see? So you're not selling yourself out like you may have done in the past. But you're conscious of your boundaries, and you're able to play within them and expand them when needed, and you will feel good about it. You won't resent it. You won't put yourself down or anything like that. You just know that you did the right thing, because you're in touch with what is true for you. So here's a few examples that I hope are helping you. But as you know, the most important part is that you honor your truth, that you're honest with yourself and feel inside of you what matters to you, and embrace that. Know that you deserve that. Know that you have the right to do that, even if everybody disagrees with you. You still feel it, right? Whatever it is that you want or don't want, it doesn't go away just because others disagree with you. It's there for a reason. And when you listen deeper, you will know the reason in a whole new way. Okay, so let's leave it here for now. So please keep spending time, a lot of time, getting to know your yes and your no, and your I don't know or I don't know yet, so that you know when you're compromising yourself, that then you'll know. When you know it, then you can change it. It's when you don't know it or ignore it, that's when you pay the price for it later. I will also add some home play exercise for you in this module. And okay, so now go and feel your no and start honoring it. Enjoy it.